You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast here on DKPittsburghSports.com. I'm Chris Carter, but not here with Dale Lolly. I'm here with my good friend, my colleague, my comrade in arms, Tom Reed, our great long-form writer at DKPittsburghSports.com is taking time out. Dale's on vacation. He's gone fishing or whatever Dale does on vacation. I think he plays a lot of golf. But Tom's with us. Tom, how you doing, my man?
Sir CC, it's always a pleasure to hear your melodic tones.
hey, it's always great. And listen, man, it's been a while since you and I have done one of these. We haven't done the Ask Anything for a while, and so
I know
it's been a minute, but we always have fun when we do these.
You know what? I walked by, so I was at a couple of Pirates games last week, and I walked by Mike's beer bar, and I thought, man, would it be good, nice to be in Mike's beer bar and have a few beers with the touchdown maker himself. We got to make that happen.
We are going to make this happen. We are going to get some brews and have some good times. Now, Tom, I wanted to talk to you about something. It's relevant to what's been going on. Just like, you know, it's the dead season, the NFL, we're all, you know, looking around for things to talk about. But one of the things that people have been talking about are these rankings that have been coming out from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He's been putting together, like, after talking to players, executives, front office guys, coaches, all those things, he's compiled like their rankings of each position, top tens of, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, edge rushers, linebackers, all those things. And I wanted to talk to you about not just his rankings on the quarterbacks, but where the AFC North quarterbacks are, because this is also a rarefied position where all four teams in the division have guaranteed or guys that look like surefire franchise quarterbacks. You have Ben Roethlisberger on the tail end of his career. You got Joe Burrow, who's coming off of a first year where he looked really good, then got hurt. You got Lamar Jackson, who's been an NFL MVP. And you got Baker Mayfield, who just helped the Browns win their first playoff game in decades. So on this list, the only AFC North quarterback to make the list was Lamar Jackson at 8. He ranked 8 last year. They said the year before he ranked 5. But everyone else was an honorable mention. And if the honorable mentions in order, the way they're listed, indicate, you know, how many more votes they got, the order that they listed was Ben Roethlisberger, then Joe Burrow, then Baker Mayfield. And it looks like Ben Roethlisberger would have been like 12 or 13, like around that range. And Joe Burrow would have been a little bit behind him and Baker Mayfield a little bit behind that. This isn't just, and this was specifically for 2021, but Tom, to me, I look around this AFC North list here, and I mean, we could be on the midst of a major quarterback arms race, and pun intended there, as far as how well these guys are able to perform against each other for the next decade. These are all young guys that they invested first round picks into who could be, you know, duking it out for years in this division.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, with the obvious exception of being the quarterback in Pittsburgh, who, right, you know, but yeah, the other three, certainly, you know, Lamar Jackson is the most proven guy that, you know, he's, as you mentioned, has won an individual league MVP, finally won a playoff game last year, which I thought was important for him.
Yes.
having been to the playoffs a couple times, you don't want to have that monkey on your back too long. So he was able to get past that. As we mentioned, as you mentioned, Joe Burrow played pretty well. And I don't think anyone could be surprised that his season was cut short. We talked about this. I can remember you and I talking about this before last year even started, with that offensive line was worrisome.
Yep.
That he, you know, they were going to have to find ways to protect him. He does look good going forward. I'll tell you what, the kid from the Chargers, whoo, does he look good? And how high he is on that list. Yeah. That was the thing. When I looked at the list, was he number 8 or 9?
He was 9, yes.
I mean, that's that is really – that's a lot of respect for a second-year player. And then Mayfield, and well, to just do real quickly, and the Mayfield thing, and I thought whoever Jeremy talked to got it kind of on the head, where he says he doesn't have all the athletic tools of some of the other quarterbacks, but he's developing into a good passer. I think that's a pretty good take on Mayfield, and I think what's going to help him is Kevin Stefanski really knows his stuff, and with the way that they utilized him last season as more of a game manager, and the fact that Mayfield kind of embraced that. I mean, you know, he could have bristled and said, mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do this. Then again, the people that drafted him and were the coaches when he was brought in aren't there anymore. So I think he wisely, to his credit, kind of got on board and played pretty well for the Browns. This is a huge year, obviously. We'll see if they get a contract. It's a contract year for him. We'll see if there's an extension given to him before the season, or if they let it ride, if both parties decide to let it ride and see how he plays this year. It's going to be very interesting in Cleveland, because there are tons of expectation, probably more expectation with the Browns than maybe the other three teams, which is crazy to say, but I think that's true. I think the Browns, there's more expectation around the Browns nationally than there are certainly the Bengals, who are still trying to build up a team. I think maybe even the Ravens, I don't know. And Pittsburgh is kind of the wild card with the, you know, the offensive line and all that stuff. So there's a lot of expectation on the Browns this year.
That's one thing for sure here, Tom. A lot of people across the country, and I wanted to talk to you about this, because you've been in Columbus, you've seen it from the Ohioan perspective. You've been able to see this team. I mean, you covered the Browns for so long. You know what that franchise has been through and what those fans have been through. And now there is this national presence that it's like, hey, the Browns could be the team that's taking on the Chiefs at the end of the year. And it's funny how it's the Chiefs. It's not, you know, the Bills aren't even in this. They're like, look, it's the Browns that are next up in that conversation. But you're right. That's a lot of expectations to heap on an organization that just won its first playoff game, that whose quarterback, you got to say, Baker Mayfield bought into the system, and it worked. They're a run first team. They want to make sure that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are doing their damage that they brought them in to do. They've got talented wide receivers that they've worked into their passing game. They have a balanced look with their offense, but when you compare them to the other three guys, and again, for just this year, I still put Ben above Baker as an individual player. But to me, at least right now, Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the division when it comes to just being able to produce and create touchdown drives by himself. I'm still in the same boat that we were this time last year about Joe Burrow. Can they protect him? He averaged getting sacked over 3 times a game last year, and that was only in 10 games. It's just that I'm nervous for him to have to line up back there again and play this all over again. And like, even on this list, the comment that was made about Joe Burrow about why he could have been on the list was that by a veteran NFL tight end said, like, you know, the way that he stands in the pocket under pressure, the best thing they said about him was how he handled the pressure that he's facing. And it's like, he can't even be the LSU superstar quarterback that they drafted him to be, the game changer for this franchise, because of that lack of protection. And honestly, I, until I see something that proves otherwise, it's going to be another problem, especially in a division where you got Myles Garrett, you got TJ Watt, you got the Steelers, you know, leading the NFL in sacks for four straight years. You're going to have people coming after him, you know, most times of the season.
Yeah, I think part of it is from the Bengals. If you're looking at it from the Bengals' perspective, you're hoping that they have made some changes up front. But I think the other part of it is too, a second time around for him, just knowing that you got to make plays quickly, right? We saw last year how Ben Roethlisberger's for a better part of the season was probably had the quickest release in the NFL. Joe Burrow's going to have to learn that. He learned it the hard way last year, running for his life. But sometimes you don't have to stand in there and take a beating. It's okay occasionally to throw the ball away or just ground it or whatever. He'll learn that. He's a smart quarterback. But I agree with you on Lamar Jackson. I think he's the best quarterback in the division. He's, you know, and again, his thing is now taking that into the playoffs and starting to win playoff games for them, because that's where legacies are made. I mean, there's no question about the talent. I think when you look at that kind of grouping of quarterbacks, all these younger guns, we'll throw Mayfield in there. You throw the kid from Buffalo in there.
Josh Allen,
who's really high on this list too. In fact, he's a little higher than I had expected. Mm-hmm. But that's where your legacy's made. Your legacy's made in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes' legacy is already well on its way, right?
Yes.
He's got a Super Bowl ring and has played in another Super Bowl. Speaking of an offensive line, he didn't have his two first choice tackles that game, and you saw what a difference that made. But it'll be interesting to see which one of those guys, and I'll throw the Chargers quarterback right in there with them, who kind of becomes the man of that group. I certainly, you would have to say that Lamar Jackson has got a head start just because of how well he's played, and he has proven that, you know, the old theory of you can't have a multidimensional quarterback, they're going to get hurt, he's looks like he's doing fine to me. I don't know how your take of it is, but he's playing pretty well. The next question is, can he take the Ravens deep into the playoffs? And that's what he's going to prove next. Roethlisberger has, did a lot of great things early in his career. I'm sure he wants to somehow find a way to wash away that horrible. He doesn't want the lasting memory in the playoffs being a loss to Cleveland at home. So we'll see what he's going to be able to do. And, oh, by the way, we talk about we're talking about concerns about offensive lines in Cincinnati. Wow. I mean, we'll see what happens here with Pittsburgh, but there's got to be some nervous folks to see how that group of five comes together.
It certainly is. It's going to be one of the main storylines of the season. You know, again, they jettisoned all of their older guys, you know, Marquise Pouncey, Alejandro Villanueva, David DeCastro, Ramon Foster, our own guy here at DK Pittsburgh Sports, recently retired 2 years ago. Marcus Gilbert, you know, even just retired himself, even though he's been away from the organization since like 2016. But, you know, all that crew, that even Matt Filer, you know, all of them are gone. Everyone they have that's looks like they're going to be starters for this offensive line is going to be in their early to mid, I think Trey Turner's in his late 20s, but as well as Zach Banner. But, you know, that's going to be a big question. And protecting Ben Roethlisberger, establishing the ground game, that's going to be a major question. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to Tom about legacies and a lot of what you talked about the playoffs there. I think there's some interesting conversation points that we can get into about where these guys are now, where they could be at the end of their careers, and how they will stack up in the all-time great quarterbacks or just quarterbacks in their generation. We'll get back to that right here on the Wally Cotter Steelers podcast on DKPittsburghSports.com right after this break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter here with Tom Reed filling in for Dale Lolly, who's on vacation this week. But we're here on DKPittsburghSports.com. Remember, you can download this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, but especially on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And remember to rate our entire network with 5 stars with a positive review. That stuff really helps out the entire network. So moving right along here, Tom. You talked about playoffs, and you talked about Lamar Jackson and legacy. Now, he's played in, I believe, 4 playoff games now. He played in one his rookie season in 2018 when really he saved John Harbaugh's career by stepping in that season and turning the entire team around. But he was definitely not ready for that moment. 2019, when he won the NFL MVP, but then got bounced by the Titans in the second round after a bye week. That one I to this day, I will not put on him for accounting for, I think, over 400 or 500 yards of offense. And he had 2 bad interceptions that weren't on him. They bounced right off the hands of his tight end, Mark Andrews. And they were very catchable balls that if he holds on to them, they're in the red zone. They positioned the Ravens for scoring drives, and instead they turned into huge turnovers for the Titans in what was a very hotly contested game. And then this last year, I think, you know, you kind of saw things work against him. But one thing with Lamar is that you're right. It doesn't matter if he doesn't have the receivers, if he hasn't had, if they're still looking for J.K. Dobbins to be the primary running back with him, he's going to be judged by how he does in the playoffs. You know, Peyton Manning, until he won in 2006, there were still a lot of people that were like, man, he's great in the regular season, but he falls apart in the playoffs. That was always a thing that was a monkey on his back. And that was something that Ben Roethlisberger never had to deal with. His first year, he got to the AFC Championship. The second year, he won a Super Bowl, even though he played horribly in that Super Bowl. And then, you know, his fifth year, he had won 2 Super Bowls. So that hasn't been something that's really been on Ben's back. Now, you could say that over the last 10 years, that's been a stigma on the Steelers that people have been put on them. But, you know, but as far as still, there is a sense that when you're a younger quarterback, it's a lot to prove yourself in those moments, and because those moments will define your career. People still remember Ben Roethlisberger for his touchdown pass to Santonio Holmes. That was 13, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it'll all be recalled when he goes to Canton.
Yeah.
Because he is of this group. He's the one guy you pretty sure is going to go to Canton. You'd have to think Lamar Jackson's career is trending that way if he continues to improve and, you know, again, get some playoff wins. Beyond, look, you can do it. It's not like you can't make the pro or the, I'm sorry, the Hall of Fame without winning a Super Bowl. Heck, Dan Fouts never played in one, but he was so good that you could,
right.
you realize that, I mean, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. It didn't matter. He never made it to a Super Bowl, but those guys are rare. Those guys are – it's a much harder road, and you've got to be that much better. So, yeah, the Ravens are – they were fortunate they were able to find Lamar Jackson, and he's continued to play better and has been fun to watch. Boy, that game last year, CC, the Monday night game in Cleveland, the game where he had to go to the bathroom or something. He's like, Baltimore's going to lose. Here he comes out of the bathroom or whatever, comes back and wins that game. And that was one of the most entertaining games. I mean, Mayfield played well in that game as well. It was a terrific football game to watch for the neutrals. He's an electrifying player. And there's no question that, you know, if they can get the cast around him again, Baltimore's always going to be in the consideration. They've just, for the most part, they've been fortunate. They haven't had many lulls where after when Joe Flacco, the wheels started to come off, there's Lamar Jackson waiting, right? So that's, you know, they should be set at quarterback for a while longer.
I find this period of time in the NFL very interesting for where the quarterback conversation is going to go. Because for most of my adult life, it was Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. They were the top two guys. You had some Drew Brees poke his head in. You had Aaron Rodgers getting that conversation. But like that was the golden age of quarterbacks. And you had those two. Then you had other guys come in and make that conversation. But now you're in a phase where Tom Brady's still playing, which is ridiculous. But you know, everyone kind of like, okay, Tom Brady's on his way out. It's Patrick Mahomes who leads the way. Aaron Rodgers is probably in his last few years in the NFL, like Ben Roethlisberger is. But you're looking to see who are going to be the pillar quarterbacks in the NFL, the guys who become the faces of the league, who everyone watches and everyone wants to see every Sunday when they're playing. And that's why I wonder where this group can rank, because Ben Roethlisberger made himself one of those guys of that last generation, not a top four quarterback, maybe top five if you wanted to push in there, but one of the guys that, like, when he played, and if the Steelers were balling at you, you had to watch, because you were going to have fun watching him, whether he's throwing it to Antonio Brown or Hines Ward. He was gonna be an exciting playmaker. But I think it's gonna be very interesting to see where this crew of AFC North quarterback ranks when we start looking at these guys' legacies and how they stack up. Josh Allen right now, you talk about playoff performances. You go back and you look what he did to get to the AFC Championship game this last year. He looked extremely good. He was smooth. He was on the run. He was throwing dimes. He has a cannon of an arm, and he looked composed until the AFC Championship game. Looked like the Chiefs gave him a hard time. But he looks like he had started to figure thing out. He at least took several steps forward in his accuracy and other parts of his game. And I think that's why they ranked him at five. Also, the list in total was Patrick Mahomes at one, Aaron Rodgers at two, Brady at three, Russell Wilson at four, Allen at five, Matt Stafford at six, which is a big question mark for me. I don't know how you put him there just yet. I mean, maybe if things work out for the Rams. But Dak Prescott at seven, Lamar Jackson at eight, Justin Herbert at nine, and Kyler Murray at 10. But again, so a lot of those guys are this generation. They're young. They're going to be the guys that define the next 10 to 15 years of football. But where they're going to stack up, I'm very curious if any of these guys are going to be like the Brady and the Mannings and the Rodgers of the last generation, where it's like, yeah, they're one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, or if, you know, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield, we're going to talk about them like we talk about Ben Roethlisberger, if that, you know, but like, will they be able to get ahead of where Ben Roethlisberger is at? Is like, obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously a franchise quarterback, someone you want on your team, and obviously someone who deserves that respect, but will they be amongst that elite of the elite quarterback discussion? I think we're pushing to see Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. They got to start showing that they can do that consistently over the next 2-3 seasons. Burrow has a ton of time. He's got time to figure that out, but it's getting to be crunching time for some of these quarterbacks. Like you said, Baker Mayfield still has to get paid. And I think that's a major question. Are these guys the elite quarterbacks that when you pay them to be, you need them to be? Because if you take up, you know, 20, 30 million, $40 million of cap space in today's NFL, you gotta be the man.
Yeah, and I think an interesting name, the last person's name. Look at the last person's name on the list. I know our listeners can't, but we'll mention it. We'll set it up first. I mean, the second to last person that's mentioned is Baker Mayfield. The last guy that's mentioned in this list and the honorable mentions is Carson Wentz. Mm. And boy, 4 or 5 years ago, Chris, you thought the sky was the limit, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was on pace to the MVP.
He didn't play in the Super Bowl, but he got the team to the playoffs before he got hurt. They win the Super Bowl. He comes back, plays really well. I think his second year and maybe parts into the third year. And then, wow, I can't really remember a quarterback who just looked like he was going to be the next star in the league, have it fall apart.
Yeah.
the way that it has for him without a serious injury. I loved Robert Griffin. I loved RG3 his first year in the league. And I really liked, the San Francisco quarterback. Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Yeah. I thought they were on fire.
But Colin Kaepernick started to get beat up a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of people now talk about Colin Kaepernick for other reasons. They don't remember how good he was before he started to take a little bit of a pounding there. Yeah. Before all the controversy, but boy, he was electric to watch in his first couple years in the league. And then you have to be able to stay healthy in that group. How good was Andrew Luck the first couple years in the league? So all of this kind of contributes to whether these guys can take the next step. A guy like Baker Mayfield, can he stay healthy? Can he continue to improve? We're talking about all the hype that's going into the Browns this year. They had the same hype 2 years ago. Remember when Freddie Kitchens took over and OBJ first got there?
Yep.
He's on the cover of like every magazine. And what happened? I mean, the season was over by week five.
Yeah.
I do think that this team is more mature. I think it's a better coaching staff. I really think Kevin Stefanski is a bright mind in the league today. But we'll see. I guess the thing about the legacies is you just never know. You can start out a career as hot as a kid like Carson Wentz or an RG3 for a year or so, and it just something can just blindside you. I think of the group, I still like Lamar. I think Baker could be, they could – God, I can't even imagine saying this, but they could get to the Cleveland Browns could get to the Super Bowl without Baker Mayfield being like unbelievably good. I think of Ben Roethlisberger in his second year when they won the Super Bowl. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger was a great quarterback yet. I think he became a great quarterback. I'll go back to even like a guy like Tom Brady. This is almost again heresy to mention Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield. But my point is with the first time that Brady won the Super Bowl, he was a game manager. He was a guy that made some passes. Those were teams were just built on defense. Remember they had guys going both ways, receivers and defensive backs. And it was crazy early on. And then of course Brady becomes a legend. I don't see Mayfield evolving into that level. And I don't know if he ever gets that, but he can be the quarterback and the leader on a really good Browns team over the window's wide open for them over the next 5-6 years. It's a young team. They've still got money to spend. Mm-hmm. I think you're right on Joe Burrow. It's way too early. I don't know. I think that, we've talked about Lamar. I think really how is Ben's legacy is pretty secure as far as we know he's going to go to Canton.
Right.
We know he's going to be remembered as, I don't know what number among the top 25, whatever, 50 quarterbacks. I don't know.
I put him in the top 25. I think that's fair.
You'd be better with the numbers than I would be on that, something like that. But I think that Ben Roethlisberger would love nothing more than maybe to get back to the playoffs and win a playoff. Obviously they want to win a Super Bowl. I'm sure he wants to go out a little bit better than the showing that he had in that last game, which is, again, something that, I don't think a lot of Pittsburgh fans would ever thought that Cleveland would walk in there and beat them on their home field in a playoff game. And oh, by the way, they were losing 24-0 or 28-0, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I do think that this is important to Ben Roethlisberger, maybe not as much to his legacy, but for his peace of mind of how he's going to go out in his career. I think this year is important to him.
I'm interested to see how that plays out. That's something that I believe Ryan Burr has been saying that, he has sources within Ben's team or camp or whatever. And they're saying that he's He absolutely is hearing all the criticisms of him, saying that he's done and he's finished. They said his diet is extremely strict right now, and that he's in the best shape of his life. Now, things get said like that every year about everybody, but you know, I think there's definitely a fire lit under Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, again, he turned down money. He gave money back to the Steelers to help them keep together who they could. He lobbied to keep Juju Smith-Schuster, both to Juju and to Mike Tomlin. So, like, you know, this is a guy who wants to win. And that's another thing about, like you said, legacies. Ben, if Ben fell apart this year, his legacy would still be fine. But if he goes out there and he does make a serious playoff push, and the Steelers are back in Super Bowl contention, and you know, if they just get there, that would, to me, that would change a lot too. Like, I think a lot more people would be like, okay, you know, we gotta pay, you know, a different kind of respect to Ben Roethlisberger. And it would also, you know, be like, to all those young quarterbacks we're talking about in the AFC North, they'd be like, dang, that guy did it again, and we still haven't even been there. Oh man, like, that's a lot to look up to. So I'm interested to see how it plays out this year. I do agree with you that a big part of Baker's offense is the fact that he's Baker. Like, you know, he's got Nick Chubb, he's got Kareem Hunt. Though either one of those guys would start on most NFL teams that don't have a primary running. They start on any team that doesn't have a primary running back, like Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook or Christian McCaffrey. But you know, those are two dynamic players. They got two talented receivers in Beckham and Landry. And they have a defense that's full of, you know, highly drafted, highly touted picks, you know, two first overall picks on each at each edge rusher position in Clowney and Garrett. Denzel Ward at corner. They got Johnson at safety this year. They've got a bunch of talent around Baker so that he doesn't have to be elite. He just has to play the game, play their system, don't make the crucial mistakes, and they'll have a very good chance to win football games. The question is, will he be able to do that? That's what we'll find out more this year. And yeah, so I'm interested to see where does Lamar rank against this. If I had to say, I honestly, I'm not sure if any of these teams, if I had to pick one team from this group, from the other three, not the Steelers, to win a Super Bowl in the next decade or so with these guys intact, it would be the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, simply because that organization has done it before. And I do think John Harbaugh is a very good coach in the NFL. And if they could just get some real offensive threats around Lamar Jackson and keep the defense stable, I really do think that team can go places.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. I do. I think the Browns are close, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think that, to go back to one of your earlier points about it's Kansas City and the Browns, I do think the Bills are in the conversation.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you another team. I think, and again, to bring back our last little part here. Mm-hmm. If Carson Wentz plays well, Indianapolis with that defense.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Could be a team that kind of pops into the conversation in the AFC. Again, I never want to count Lamar Jackson out. So yeah, I think the AFC is competitive. And again, I don't know how quickly the Chargers are going to be able to get things together, but Herbert was to me, when I watched last year and I didn't watch a ton of games, I came away really impressed with him. He just, like, wow.
Yeah.
You can just, sometimes you just watch it and you see it. And I did not see that in Josh Allen's first year. Josh Allen's getting there. He's one of those guys that is really progressing to me. But you just, with Herbert, you could just, like, holy mackerel. Because the first couple games you were watching Burrow, right? Burrow was the guy.
Right.
And like, yeah, you can see it. Yeah. And then, you know, if he gets an offensive line, those throws will be better. This with the other kid from the Chargers, it was wow. It's not like there's potential there. He's doing it right now. So if, you know, the Chargers are probably a year or two away from being in that group too. So it's, you know, the Browns are better finally. But it's no given that they're going to get to a Super Bowl, because Kansas City's not going anywhere anytime soon with that quarterback. And, we'll see, but I'll go with you. I'll go with you, but I'll put the Browns a close second.
I
can't believe I'm saying that. It's hard for me to even wrap my mind around that. But I'll put the Browns second there.
We will keep an eye on that. We'll see. We will see how this plays out. Of course, this will be a conversation all year long for, you know, for 2021, how these quarterbacks are performing. And I think that there is a wealth of quarterbacks around the NFL with a lot of talent, arm talent, guys who are just smarter with the football in their hands. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this current group of quarterbacks plays out into the future generation of the NFL. And the AFC North could be right in the thick of it. We'll see how the Steelers do with Ben Roethlisberger this year and where they might go in the future. Tom, thanks so much for joining us here on the podcast. Let people know what you're working on, how they can follow you and see all the things that you do.
Oh, just look for me on sports. I'm so old. I don't even know my own Twitter. Read 1919, but just check out our website early and often and listen to all of our podcasts, especially the Carter Lolly, or is it the Lolly Carter? I can't keep track of it.
It's the Lolly Carter Show purely because Dale was like, no, I want my name first. And I was like, I don't care. Take your name first. That's fine. Even though I do all the editing for this show anyway.
Sir CC. Well, it was great to be on you. Thanks for having me. And, Maybe I'll make another appearance at some point.
Maybe we'll have you back on here. Thanks again to Tom Reed for joining the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast here on DKPittsburghSports.com. I'm Chris Carter, your host here. Again, Dale Lolly's off on vacation. He'll be back next week. But again, Chris Carter, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. And if you're enjoying the work here on DKPittsburghSports.com, remember to subscribe to the network. When you do, you can do so on Apple, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are hosted. Rate us 5 stars with a positive comment. Really helps out the network. Thanks again for listening. Be back in years very soon.